This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A feature of this conversation, thanks to the folks listening, by the way, to WDSE, WSDE. We can turn around. We got both those stations, WDSE in Minnesota, WSDE in New York, Cobleskill, New York. Hi. Good morning. It's Thursday already. Already it's Thursday, March 30th. Tomorrow we'll see the end of this month and the merging into April and the real feeling of spring hopefully will find its way into my neck of the woods, at least where I am here now. I'll be back in California next week. But here on the East Coast, it's cold, rain. Although you said yesterday, Carrie, you had a nice day. Weather had been quite nice down in the mid-Atlantic. Washington is where Kara is.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And it was sunny and 65.
Well, cherry blossoms come out, yeah?
Yeah, last weekend was their, I think, peak weekend, but they're still going to be out for the next couple weekends.
Yeah. Okay, so that's good. Nice, nice, nice. Speaking of peaks, oftentimes I get asked, how many people listen to your radio program? And then there are people who, for a living, study how many people listen, how many people watch TV, who is doing well. There is no secret that Rush Limbaugh is the number one most listened to person on the radio, and Hannity is second. And I think Dave Ramsey is third now. Glenn Beck is in the top five, but I can't remember whether he's four or five. That's a relative number. I'm down in the teens in terms of total listenership over the course of a week. 3.5 million listen to this program and some of the other things that I've done. And the reason I bring that up is because there are lots of people who place a lot of emphasis on what's on television, more on what's on television than what's on the radio, which I find interesting always. And so I want to give you some background, some statistical food for thought as to why it is or how it is that the radio, although getting lots of respect, because even in the face of when television came out, people said, that's the end of radio. When movies came out, people said, that's the end of radio. Radio actually was a popular medium in the 30s through the 40s, and as we know today, if you didn't know it, about 294 million people a week in this country listen to the radio in one way or another, which far outstrips how many people are watching television in a collective sense. And so if I were to be specific about television, I'd take away the entertainment television and just... because most people who are listening to conversation programs are watching, at least at some point in the day, some of the news channels, some of the news. The TV has developed lots of full-time local news stations. There's one here in Boston, another one in Los Angeles that I know of, and probably in your city if it's fairly large. Washington has its own full-time news television station that's local, doesn't it? Don't I remember that about what's down there? The guy who owns, last name begins with A, that's what I remember.
Yeah. Remember? No, yeah. I don't know his name.
But you wouldn't watch it anyway. That's not your cup of tea.
No, not normally.
No. Okay. So, anyway, for the benefit of those who want to know how these television channels do, I'm going to give you some numbers that are in the thousands. We have listeners on the radio in the millions, but these are, this, and by the way, this is an individual. It's not a collective. So, for example, two nights ago, the people starting at 4 in the afternoon on the Fox News channel at 4 o'clock, 257,000 people watched Neil Cavuto. At 5 o'clock, 390,000 people watched The Five. At 6 o'clock, Bret Baier had 373,000 people watching him. McCallum at 7 o'clock at 390,000. O'Reilly was the champ, 567,000 viewers at the 8 o'clock hour, but then he had at 11 when they replay it, 377,000. Mr. Carlson, notice I'm not saying anything negative. I used to call him the twerp, but you know what? If you can't say something nice, I just don't, he doesn't appeal to me. Let's just put it that way. He appeals to a lot of people, evidently, because he got almost as many viewers as O'Reilly. That was the case with Megyn Kelly as well. The numbers have held up, which is pretty interesting. And then they are higher. God bless Sean. He hitched himself to that star, man. Trump is responsible for him having the highest viewership now on Fox. It was off. That's why they moved him from 9 to 10, put Megyn in there. But now Hannity is the most watched television program on Fox. And that's one night. That's pretty consistent. That's been pretty consistent the last 2-3 months. I've seen a couple more of these ratings, and that's how they shake out. So the Fox News Channel, with those people on, show up number one across the board in prime time. Their average viewership is 577,000 per hour watching, 577,000 people. Now, keep in mind that Sean, if I use his radio program as an example, or I could use O'Reilly's old radio program, O'Reilly has a total viewership of about 950,000 between the two airings of his show, and his old radio program used to net about twice that. And that's the case with the Sean as well on the radio. But it has different value for whatever the reason. Advertising on Sean's show or O'Reilly's show on Fox would be somewhere in the $5,000 to $6,000 a spot. Somewhere around there. $5,000 to $6,000, maybe $7,000 a spot, 30-second spot. And for a comparable radio ad, it'd be about half that, depending on whether it's a live read that Sean is doing to endorse something or whether it's just a regular spot. I'm bringing you to the weeds because some people find this interesting. How does this all work? All right. So over at CNN, where they are number two, I'm talking about in prime time now. CNN has 403,000 total listeners. Jake Tapper gets 263,000 last Tuesday at 4. Wolf Blitzer got 277,000 at 5 and at 6, a little higher. The Burnett Show at 7 o'clock, it's 346,000 average viewers, 346,000 for the hour. Anderson Cooper, 399. And the next hour, 424. Don Lemon gets 386 in the 10 o'clock hour and 333 in the 11 o'clock hour. So the ratings champion in terms of viewership is Anderson Cooper. He has more viewers than anybody else. And there was some talk at one point in time of him doing a radio program as well. I don't know how that would translate, but he's got a 60 Minutes gig. So he's doing okay. And by the way, the pay is fairly comparable. I don't know that much about Cavuto's been there a long time, but the high watermark is set by O'Reilly, but Hannity's going to now get a boost again because of how he's done. Again, hitching himself to Trump. So then let's see. That brings us to MSNBC that comes in third. It comes in second in place of, if you take all the numbers and do the same thing that I've just done, thanks to Rachel Maddow, if you put the hours together from 4 in the afternoon to 11 in the afternoon, the numbers are much lower at the beginning, like 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock. The numbers are much lower than either CNN or Fox. When Greta comes on, they get bumped up a bit at 6. Matthews, Chris Matthews on at 7 o'clock on MSNBC. He has 368,000 viewers last Tuesday night. I don't know who Hayes is. Who's Hayes? I don't know who Hayes is. You know, Kara, who Hayes is on MSNBC?
I don't either.
MSNBC?
I don't watch MSNBC very often.
No, I don't either. Anyway, they're run up to Rachel Maddow at 656,000 viewers. So way ahead. Well, I didn't say about 57,000 ahead of Hannity. and 100,000 ahead of Carlson and O'Reilly.
Yeah, Chris Hayes. If you've ever, I just looked him up. You would recognize his face if you've ever watched a video from MSNBC, but yeah, just the name alone, I didn't recognize.
And Larry O'Donnell gets 531,000 at 10, and then Brian Williams gets 332 at 11. Man, there's a fall off of the chair. Oof. Just for informational purposes, Headline News, which is the fourth news channel, way off from the others. They just have ongoing news, except at 8 o'clock they have, what's her first name, Banfield. She's actually quite good, but Headline News just doesn't get it. What's Banfield? Is it Elizabeth? Or, she's, anyway, not important for the conversation. They just, they have about half the audience, the total audience during the day as MSNBC, and about a quarter of what Fox has across the day. In prime time, their numbers are about, actually they're weaker. So, anyway, I just wanted you to have an idea as to how this stuff shakes out, who's watching whom. It's really very interesting, and it's good. It's healthy to have the left and the right represented the way they are, more equally on television than they are on the radio. And people ask me all the time, why is that? Is it because the liberals are not as entertaining as the righties? That's the only thing I can come up with. 18 past the hour. This is Good Day for Thursday. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds. Guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
If you're finally addressing your hearing loss, you know that custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade hearing aids at savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-396-1380. That's 1-800-396-1380.
Hi, I'm Gary Rathbun. Hardly a day goes by where I don't hear the word racism or exclusion or victim or something referring to how people are being treated. Just so you know, I consider myself one of the last minorities in the U.S., the individual. It's in our DNA to be an individual and self-reliant. Watch any two-year-old, and their mantra is, no, I'll do it myself. The more we let government provide for us, the less liberty we have. Government loves us to be dependent on it for all that it can so it can keep its power. Independence and self-reliance are hard work. But being independent and self-reliant is the only way to live in this country and is the only way to recapture greatness both personally and nationally. The next time the government wants to help you, release your inner two-year-old and say, no, I'll do it myself. I'm Gary Rathbun. It's an economy of 1 minute.
Learn more at aneconomyofone.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Time, I've told you stories about one-hit wonders. Foundations were not one of those groups, but it always kind of seemed that they came out of nowhere, and you can never really find out much about them other than the songs that they were well known for. Starting back in the mid-60s, this was the number one song, Build Me Up Buttercup. Now, let's just go through the number of songs that were number one from the Billboard charts. Remember this one? That's Clem Curtis, by the way, singing, the lead singer for the Foundations. Let's do Baby Now That I Found You. This is another great song. Ah, listen to this. Ah, fabulous. So that voice is Clem Curtis, passed away yesterday at the age of 76. He came from Trinidad, moved to England, and responsible for... This is actually a studio group. The Foundations were not a group that toured or went out or anybody paid any attention to them other than the records that they were responsible for, because they were a studio backup group and orchestration group. They were not put together to make hit records, but they did, because this guy's voice was good. And because they had the guys were so clever. See, if you see that movie about the Funk Brothers in Motown or the Wrecking Crew in Los Angeles, you realize that they're the real hit makers. They were the ones that figured out. It was never any music. When you went into a studio, let's say Glenn Campbell went in to record a song, there were charts and stuff, but until they actually worked with the background musicians, the players, they never knew what it was. And if there's a good record producer, like this guy was a good producer as well, that's how he really cut his teeth. He produced a lot of hits. Then they could hear what they needed to hear, and they create as they go along. They don't have sheets of music like Beethoven, and the violinist knows exactly what to play. They just play what they feel. It's a jam session, in essence. And so they go through the thing 4 or 5 times and they settle on something. Or, better yet, the producer would have them record everything and then they'd pick the best out of all of the takes that they did. So anyway, the point of the story I'm telling you is sort of a lot of background stuff here. Mr. Curtis has passed away. All right, so no more music. There'll be some kid that'll replace him, and they'll go on the road, and their hits won't sound like that. All right, let's get to Mary J. Blungungo here. Mary J. Blige. I'm quite interested in this. The upcoming album is called Strength of a Woman. And what are you laughing at, Jennifer?
Blungungo.
Yeah. Blige-o. Mary J. Blige is the queen of hip-hop soul, so some think. She posted on Instagram a release date and a cover of the new album. We've got her sitting on top of a golden throne. This is her 13th LP, available at the end of next month. Her album last fall, Thick of It, did very well, didn't it? Number one on the R&B charts, yeah.
It had been a while since we had new Mary J. music, and people were excited, so it went right to number one.
Yeah. Well, I'm all for exposing the strength of a woman, having that be a good theme. So I'll make it my business to pay attention to this as well. She's pretty popular. I think she's done very well for herself, hasn't she?
She's great, yeah. She's right there.
Yep. People confuse her with Minaj. I don't, but some people do. 28 past the hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Put America first. With the new president, we have a new theme. In this day and age, putting America first is not selfish or greedy. It is self-preservation. It's preserving the Constitution and the rule of law. The opposite is putting America second and sacrificing ourselves and our country for someone else. Ignoring our Constitution and the rule of law to try to satisfy those who will not be satisfied until America is no more. Contrary to progressive ideologues, putting America first does not mean we are not generous, caring, and compassionate. Putting America first starts with the individual and ends with the world. If one wants the world economy to do well, America's economy must do well. And for America's economy to do well, the individual economy must do well. An economy of one, if you will. I'm Gary Rathman. This is an economy of 1 minute.
Learn more at aneconomyofone.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Enjoy your time with me and us as the day unfolds. 34 minutes after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen in the studio in Washington. I'm on my farm in Massachusetts with a reminder of our new, I dub this the Curio line, 800-282-2333. A curio is the noun for the verb curious. We are curious to know whether you're tired of and fed up with the turmoil in government, and give you an opportunity to express, maybe just a little steam gets let off when you dial 800-282-2333. Press 1 for yes, that means, yep, I'm tired and fed up with the turmoil in government, or press 2 for no, I'm not. And if you're not, I think you ought to look in the mirror and see, why doesn't all this stuff bother you? So you can answer the question, yes or no, 1 or 2, 800-282-2333, and then we'll have some very special offers for you after that question is answered. So that's the question this week at 800-282-2333. Figure out what you answer the special question of the week, what options you might like to take, what opportunity you might like to follow. It's kind of fun and informative and maybe practical. There's a lot of solutions to practical day-to-day problems after you answer the question. Are you fed up with the turmoil in government? 800-282-2333. Thank you for your attention. There are, I have three different incidents yesterday of people being involved in traffic accidents there. And by that, use that handle, all accidents are preventable. The one in Texas where 13 people were killed, two-lane highway, southwestern Texas, a small shuttle bus carrying some members of the First Baptist Church of New Braunfels. Total of 14 seniors were on the bus. And the driver was the only one in the pickup truck when his vehicle collided at noontime yesterday. The two vehicles were driving along, and the truck apparently crossed the line. These two-way highways, which are covering our country, are dangerous. I remember when I used to go to Heidelberg a lot, driving across Ohio, those two-lane roads, 224, 53, they're narrow, and everybody drives fast on them because of flatlands, and sometimes wind comes along. It blows. I don't know, because the police haven't quite figured out what happened yet. All I know is that all these people are dead, and it seems you wonder sometimes. That's all. Speed, yeah. A factor.
Well, I had seen that apparently, I think it was the driver behind the truck, had called the police to report reckless driving
on the part of the truck,
I think.
Oh, the truck, yes.
Because the truck is the one that crashed into the bus and wasn't soon enough for them to get there and actually do anything about it, which is terribly sad.
Yep. Now, here's another story from your neck of the woods, Kara. Driver ramming into a police car just around the corner from the Capitol building yesterday, trying to take out a couple of policemen. Capitol Police opened fire on this motorist. She hit a squad car and then aimed at officers who were just getting out of the car. It was at the corner of Washington Ave and Independence, just a couple of blocks from the White House. Yesterday morning, the police fired shots into the car, but nobody was hit. She was stopped, taken into custody, and I don't know what happened to her overnight. Nobody was hit by the car. It's just... And here in Massachusetts last night, it was a road rage incident in eastern Massachusetts, which brought people into the crosshairs. The police chasing around. I didn't get a lot of details. I just know there's a lot of these road rage. It started, about 20, 30 years ago? When did, just about 20, 25 years ago, what was called road rage. Anyway, people getting angry. They ram other cars. They shoot at other people. What the hell is the matter with you? If you're driving using your car as a weapon, you should have your license taken away from you. All right, here's a crash in Phoenix yesterday, causing an Uber self-driving vehicle to flip onto its side. Reminder of the challenges surrounding self-driving cars. I would say, I think Arizona is the first one to embrace this sort of thing. The driver of the oncoming vehicle, however, was at fault, not the Uber vehicle. Which, that's kind of an interesting... Nobody was really hurt, but it's been all over social media. I'm sure you've seen something about it. Uber's self-driving car program rolling out, and people are wondering about what kind of regulations ought to be on these cars. And most of the time, the feeling is that the autopilot would cause accidents. Well, in this circumstance, just the opposite. So it'll be interesting. Arizona is first. The people in California have looked at this, said, nope, sorry. And there have been other states that are looking at it now. So that's my driving report, ladies and gentlemen, the crash in. Now it's time to focus in on the cash in instead of the crash in. Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri has demanded information from five of the top drug companies that are also opioid manufacturers. Wants to investigate their role in the epidemic, which we were talking about the other day, the opioid epidemic. Here's sort of a wrap-up on that study and what she's doing.
U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill wants to know if drug companies played a role in fueling America's opioid epidemic. The Missouri Democrat is launching an investigation into the top five opioid manufacturers. McCaskill wants information on what each company knows about opioid addiction and how each marketed the drugs to the public. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports the number of prescription opioids sold in the U.S. has quadrupled since 1999. According to the most recent data, more than 15,000 people died from overdoses involving prescription opioids in 2015. McCaskill is in the minority party, so if the companies don't want to hand the documents over, she doesn't have the power to subpoena them. But she said she hopes her Republican colleagues will step up.
Somebody's going to do something. These painkillers, and that's really what the circumstance is. Do you know anybody, Kara, who's hooked on this stuff? Any friends?
Well, I don't know all the details, but there's a guy about my age who I used to swim with who actually passed away earlier this week from drug addiction. So, wow. Yeah.
It's bad stuff, man. Bad stuff. Okay, so as long as we're in the health column, let's spend a moment on what's going on, because apparently the fight to repeal Obamacare is not over. I never thought it was over. I think they're just playing for time to figure out what's going on and how to fix it. So here is the situation as of the last 24 hours on the healthcare legislative battle.
Repealing the Affordable Care Act might not be off the table after all. Last week, President Donald Trump gave House Republicans an ultimatum. Pass the American Health Care Act or live with Obamacare. Do or die, the administration would move on to other issues. A day later, Republican leaders tossed the proposal due to a lack of votes.
I don't know what else to say other than Obamacare is the law of the land.
But it appears at least some House Republicans, including Speaker Paul Ryan, are changing their tune. Negotiations among House GOP members to repeal the Obama-era legislation are reportedly underway again. But Senate Republicans and the White House are another story. Reports say some Senate leaders and administration officials are ready to move on to other issues.
All right, and I'm ready to move on as well. All things Trumpster-ish up next here on Good Day, 43 past the hour.
Loveland Products offers a complete line of plant performance products available exclusively through Crop Production Services. With us today to talk about one of those products, Radiate, and the nutrient use efficiency is Tim Sickman, manager of the Loveland Research Farm.
Nutrient efficiency is so extremely important to growers today because it's essential that they get maximum value from each pound of nutrient applied, that they maximize plant uptake of the nutrients they apply to encourage optimal growth, optimal yield, and optimal bottom line performance from their crops. Well, building a strong fertility program means that growers need to target their fertility application rates to match up with the yield goals that they have in each and every one of their fields, because only by doing so can they ensure that the adequate nutrients are there to meet the demands of the crop season long. When we're talking about a fertility management program for any crop, it's important to think of the plant as a whole, and that starts by building a strong, robust root system under that young plant so that it can do an efficient job of absorbing nutrients and water during the course of the growing season. Radiate simply builds a more vigorous plant that is better able to withstand the stress factors that can occur during the growing season, be it hot, dry weather, be it recovery maybe from a minor or moderate hail event. It simply has the equipment needed to be able to fight through those kinds of stresses. Keep the plant more photosynthetically active. That's going to lead to better growth and development, even in the face of significant stress.
What are the two active ingredients in Radiate, and how do they help the plant?
Radiate is a plant growth regulator that contains two naturally occurring active ingredients. One of those is IBA. The other is a material called kinetin. IBA, when applied to the foliage of a young green plant, will travel down below ground to the root system, where it helps to increase root development. It causes root cells to divide and to enlarge at a faster pace. And at the end of the day, that means a more highly differentiated root system with more lateral roots and root hairs. A bigger root system simply explores a greater portion of the soil matrix, if you will. It probes deeper into the soil, goes farther and wider. By virtue of that, it's able to tap into more of the total nutrition that's available in the soil underneath the plant, and not only more nutrients, but more water as well. That is ultimately going to lead to a healthier plant, a stronger plant, a more vigorous plant above ground, and also lead to a plant that's going to be more effective at setting a larger ear, developing more grain, heavier grains, that ultimately leads to better yield performance. Growers can learn more about Radiate or other Loveland products by visiting their local crop production services retailer or visiting us online at lovelandproducts.com.
Thanks, Tim. Check back next time to learn more about plant performance tools from Loveland Products.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
All right, let's see if we can get into what's going on in Trumpster heaven here. Ivanka Trump captures the headlines today because apparently she's going to become a government, and the word employee has been used in several different stories. I'm looking at the AP story right now, an unpaid employee. I don't understand. That's contradictory to me. You're either paid and are an employee, or you're an intern or a volunteer or something like that. The Trumps, none of them are being paid. They're not taking their checks. Donald isn't, and anybody who comes in from his family not being paid either. Anyway, she said, I've heard the concerns some have with my advising the president in my personal capacity while voluntarily complying with all ethics rules, and I'll instead serve as an unpaid employee subject to all the same rules as other federal employees. I guess that's what is imperative. Well, somebody views it as imperative. I don't see one way or another. If she's there to help, she's there to help. She says, I've been working closely and in good faith with the White House counsel and my personal counsel to address the unprecedented nature of my role. Advisor to the president. She'll file her own Form 278, which means she's legally bound by the ethics rules. Her husband has become a top Trump aide. Most people know that as well. All right, so speaking of the government and its role with the Trumpsters, there's, let's see, which one of the group? Government Accountability Office looking into Trump's trips to Florida. What a bunch of nonsense, for God's sakes. How much these visits cost taxpayers? It's about $3 million a weekend. So every president has taken vacations, time out. They go to up in the hills there in Washington. What's the name of the retreat where all the presidents go, Kara?
I don't actually know, but
no,
I could go there as well.
I think the last person who really went there much was George Bush the father. Obama didn't go up there very much, and it slipped my mind. Anyway, the point is that they're looking into these sorts of things because it's a sort of a political deal. Speaking of that, the White House also is underscoring the fact that the White House Correspondents' Dinner is not going to be someplace where they're going to go. The president's not going. Staff members aren't going. A lot of the networks aren't going. Ronald Reagan didn't go in 1981. That's because he got shot at. The vice president isn't going. Press secretary's not going. So if you got tickets, you're probably going to have a rather flat time. The dinner is April the 29th. It's a month from now, 10 minutes for the hour here on Good Day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
There's Posey the Paw on the piano.
Posey the Paw on the piano. That's good alliteration, don't you think, Warren?
Excellent. Posey the Paw on the piano. There we go. All right, Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show and the Hugs and Kisses line. Warren is a real pal to me, to this program, and to your pet. Information that comes from Warren is ironclad. He's had this experience for decades and decades, being on the radio and television, training dogs, running homes for dogs. He, before he goes into the home himself, he will have, I'm sure, taken care of tens of thousands of dogs. And as a matter of fact, I was noticing what was going on at the American Kennel Club with you in mind, Warren. They've released their annual list of the most popular purebred dogs. The larger dogs are the top dogs this year. Let's see, the Labrador Retriever took number one for the 26th year in a row. The AKC credits the intelligence, the family-friendly characteristics of the Labrador. I've never had a lab. My sister has one now. I don't know. I'm not excited about them. I guess they're nice dogs. Have you ever had a lab?
Have I ever had a lab? There isn't one I haven't had.
Yeah, come probably on. That's right.
But interesting point about the Labrador Retriever. 26 years, did you say, in a row, they
yes.
were the number one dog in the country, popular-wise. But you know what? Yep. Labrador, as far as my understanding, I used to commentate for Westminster with Roger Karras years ago. Yep. I don't believe a Labrador Retriever ever won Best in Show at Westminster, which, by the way, is the second oldest sporting event in the country. Only older is the Kentucky Derby.
Really?
Absolutely.
All right, let's see what else is on this list. Beside the lab, in the top 10, boxers, retrievers, German shepherds were in there. Let's see. Protective Rottweilers took the number 8 spot. That's their highest ranking in 20 years. Owning a larger dog has become somewhat of a trend these days. Do you prefer a larger
dog, Victoria. You have two dogs. What, you're big and a little one, don't you?
No, I have two little guys. One's a Chihuahua and one is a Chihuahua. It's a
Chihuahua and Chihuahua. That's like one whole dog there.
Right, I know. They're both one. Yeah, one's 9 pounds and one's 11 pounds.
Oh,
I mean, I living in an apartment in New York City, I just think it's cruel to have a big dog.
You know, I used to think that way years ago. I had the opportunity years ago when I was working in New York and had the largest training school there, and I kind of had the same opinion as you did. However, my mind changed because I found that a lot of people that live in the city that do in fact have larger dogs are people that are joggers, people that are taking long walks, and their dog's getting no less exercise than someone living on 5 acres in Texas with their dog lying under an apple tree 24 hours a day. So I think it's okay. Plus the fact, think of this, just think of the mental stimulation that a dog in the city gets. I remember years ago, I'm going to name drop here, I was training David Letterman's two dogs. The two dogs had just moved from Malibu to New York City, and they were just freaking out by the sounds. However, once we adjusted to them, they loved being in the city because there were just so many different things going on versus the same old thing, the same backyard day in and day out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky because we live right next to Central Park, so we have the reservoir and the bridle path, and we've got, I mean, miles and miles that we can walk. But yeah, I mean, other parts of the city, dog runs are kind of the only thing that's available, so I like to keep, little guys.
In San Francisco, pet stores are going to only be allowed to sell rescue dogs and cats pretty soon. What do you think of that? The Board of Supervisors voting to change the health code. Under the new rules, local pet stores prohibited from selling non-rescue dogs as well as puppies and kittens under the age of 8 weeks old.
Can you see me doing backflips? Because I'm excited they finally did this. You know, there's a lot of places that are doing this. Los Angeles, other places as well.
Yep.
What the pet stores are doing is rather than getting these ridiculous puppies from these puppy mills, it's not the puppy's fault. And believe me, I investigated them. I used to investigate them when they had auctions and sold the dogs by the pounds in Pennsylvania. That's how old I am. However, the bottom line is that it's a great idea. It'll help more dogs, more cats find homes. And again, it brings money to the pet stores because people will adopt the pet or, you know, whatever they adopt. And they buy their food, whatever else they need. So I think it's a great idea.
So it's L.A., San Diego, Chicago, Philadelphia, Boston, Austin, Texas, San Francisco now, with the shelter pets being the number one thing in the pet stores. That's good. Good, good, good. Listen, Jennifer's father has a dog that appears to have cancer, and she's having a hard time finding a place to get the dog treated and evaluated, actually. Why is that so hard to do?
You know, it's kind of interesting. I always recommend to people, and a lot of people are unaware of this, Doug, and it's a great service we're doing by letting them know that, you know, I love veterinarians, but no one's omnipotent. And the bottom line is, in the veterinary field now, there are specialists. Every veterinary specialist, just like humans. So, for example, the dog has cancer. She went to her regular vet and went to a second vet. At this point, seeing a veterinary oncologist would be the way to go, or a neurologist, or a dermatologist. So the bottom line is, if you're going to your vet and you're not seeing the results you should be, don't blame your vet, but ask to get a second opinion from someone who specializes. And I'm going to help Jennifer out find an oncologist for her dog.
All right, Warren Eckstein hosts The Pet Show. Check it out at thepetshow.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.